from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Well, welcome back. It's just about 6:30. Good morning. I'm Devin Field.
And I'm Julie Watts.
These numbers, this is what you would pick if you had a crystal ball. More than $1 billion are still up for grabs this morning after no one hit all six winning numbers in the Mega Millions jackpot last night. But one lucky Bay Area player is walking home with more than $2 million in their pocket after they matched five out of the six numbers in the Mega Millions drawing. The winner's identity hasn't been released yet, but with the big money still on the line, players are planning on how they would use that life-changing cash.
Save it, because I know a lot of those people who get all that money, they just waste it right away. So I'm going to invest all that, take care of my moms, my niece, myself, and travel a lot and DJ more.
Now, your odds of winning that money, about 1 in 259 million. Now, since you didn't hit the big Mega Millions last night, you still have a shot at tonight's Powerball jackpot. It's nearly $500 million. Lyft is pushing back against a San Francisco ballot measure that would tax rich corporations to help house the homeless. The rideshare giant has dropped $100,000 into fighting Prop C. The measure would tax the biggest businesses in San Francisco to raise as much as $300 million for homeless programs. Prop C has divided the tech world. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey plans to spend $75,000 to fight the measure, saying the tax would be unfair to smaller startups. He's publicly sparred with Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff, who is spending $2 million to support Prop C.
A co-owner of the San Francisco Giants is denouncing a racist radio ad that he may have helped fund. According to financial disclosures, Charles B. Johnson gave $1,000 to a conservative super PAC called Black Americans for the President's Agenda. Now, in the ad, two women discuss the sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh while encouraging Black voters to reelect the Republican Congressman French Hill.
What will happen to our husbands, our fathers, or our sons when a white girl lies on them?
Girl, white Democrats will be lynching Black folk again.
Now, both Hill and his Democratic opponent condemn the ad as appalling and disgraceful. In a statement of his own yesterday, Johnson said, quote, I had absolutely no knowledge that this donation would be used in this manner, and I, like the Giants organization, strongly condemn any form of racism. Well, with a fresh injection of funding, Cal Fire lit its first prescribed burn in Sonoma County this year. Skydrone 5 flew over the controlled burn at Salt Point State Park yesterday, and this is only the beginning. More burns are coming to the county next week. President Trump says California's fires are a result of the state's incompetence, but California firefighters disagree. Cal Fire officials say the state still hasn't recovered from 5 years of drought, and they point to the nearly 130 million trees killed by invading bark beetles, which has only added to the problem. With no significant rain inside, fires remain a danger, but help is on the way.
$1 billion over the next 5 years is being appropriated for a direct engagement of projects on the ground. And looking at California, over half of the forest land in California is in federal ownership, our national forest. When we're talking about the landscape, it's as much, if not more, of a federal responsibility as it is the state and private.
Now, according to Cal Fire, there are more than 10 active fires in the state right now.
Now, meanwhile, President Trump has signed an order to cut red tape for California's water projects to make it easier to bring water to the Central Valley. The president ordered the government to streamline federal approvals for water projects. This new order covers California, Oregon, and Washington. President Trump said that this will speed up California's Central Valley and state water projects.
We're also speaking to the EPA, and they're all ready to go. As soon as I signed this, they're ready to go. So the big problem was the federal approvals. They were ungettable, and now they're very gettable. We're going to have them in very fast time because of the gentleman standing behind me.
Five Republican congressmen attended that ceremony, and several of them are facing tough re-election battles in Central Valley districts.
Well, North Bay officials have settled a price gouging case in Sonoma County in the wake of last year's Wine Country fires. The Sonoma County DA's office says a Novato-based property management company has been ordered to pay $50,000 in civil penalties. Investigators found that the company increased rents of 12 tenants who lived in condos in Santa Rosa and Roanoke Park, and that increase was in violation of price gouging restrictions during Governor Jerry Brown's declaration of an emergency. Well, Highway 101 is back open in Gilroy after a pair of cars crashed and caught fire. Happened around 7 o'clock last night near 10th Street. All southbound lanes were blocked while firefighters put out the flames and cleared that wreckage. Two people are in the hospital this morning. No word on their condition yet.
USC has reached a proposed multi-million dollar settlement over a sexual abuse by a school gynecologist that allegedly went on for decades. A class action lawsuit says Dr. George Tyndall humiliated and harassed young women with inappropriate touching and lewd comments. The complaint alleges that USC knew about the behavior for decades, since at least the 90s. Now the university has agreed in principle to pay $240 million, including $215 million to former patients.
No matter how little or how much money anyone gets, I'm sure everyone involved in the case would gladly give the money back if it meant that they hadn't been molested by their gynecologist when they were in college.
USC says as many as 17,000 women could be covered. Any former patient gets a minimum of $2,500, but some could get as much as $250,000 through claims through a court-appointed special master.
Well, a new Stanford study found that a certain type of e-cigarette popular among high schoolers is more likely to hook users. The study found kids who used Juuls were more addicted than those who used other kinds of e-cigarettes, even though they didn't see it that way themselves. Juul users were also attracted to the fruity, minty, non-tobacco flavors. Now, researchers say that teens are being exposed to e-cigarettes through social media and that underage kids make up 25% of Juul's Twitter followers. Researchers call it a public health concern.
Nicotine use during adolescence curbs brain development, and adolescents can become addicted to nicotine via electronic cigarettes, and research has shown that initiation with electronic cigarettes can lead to initiation in combustible cigarettes.
Now, Juul says it is taking action to prevent underage use. The company says it has aggressively worked with social media platforms to remove posts that and accounts that portray the product as attractive to youth. A popular Mexican restaurant in the Mission is facing an uncertain future because of a family real estate dispute. La Taqueria has been in business since 1972 at Mission and 25th Streets in San Francisco. Now, it draws long lines of customers, and the same family still owns it, but some of the principal owner's siblings won't sell him their shares. So now he's bidding on the building himself during a court-ordered sale. The restaurant does have the opportunity to move to another buyer. If another buyer wins out, they'll have to find a new location. Well, singer Rihanna has turned down the NFL's offer of a Super Bowl halftime show.
She's reportedly standing in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick and other NFL players who have kneeled during the national anthem. Now, neither Rihanna nor the NFL have commented on the matter. This season's Super Bowl will be played in Atlanta on February 3rd. The NFL has tapped Maroon 5 to perform in the halftime show.
Well, three teenagers are in custody accused of gunning down another teen in Antioch. The victim was 17-year-old Omar Zaragoza. He was shot and killed on October 9th. Now, it happened in the parking lot of a Lucky store on East 18th Street. This week, police arrested two 16-year-olds and a 17-year-old for that murder. Police have not commented on a motive yet for that shooting.
A drunk driver convicted of killing a mother and her baby in Livermore has been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison. 39-year-old Brian Jones was driving his Corvette after the Livermore Wine Festival in 2015 when he ran over the mother and her daughter. Esperanza Rodriguez and a 14-month-old child had been visiting Livermore for a relative's first communion. Jones was convicted of two counts of second-degree murder. Police say his blood alcohol level was 1.4, nearly twice the legal limit. A pair of unexpected vandals ended up disturbing one of Marin homeowners' Halloween decorations, and it wasn't teenagers looking for trouble. Two bucks got into an intense battle right on the front porch. The home security camera had a ringside seat for the bout. You can see the bucks locking antlers, sending pumpkins rolling away. And not only that, the homeowner also said that the battling bucks also plowed through their plants.
That was unfortunate. There's really no way to avoid that, right? The Bucks want to play, the Bucks want to play.
Time for us to call it a morning. Thank you for watching KPIX 5 News this morning.
And we have no news tomorrow morning, so we will see you back here next Saturday.